Hay House Audio is pleased to present Nutritional Tools for Diabetes, written and read by Julian Whitaker.
Hi, I'm Julian Whitaker, and I want to welcome you to the Whitaker Wellness Institute. In this lecture, I will discuss how we differ in the treatment of diabetes from conventional physicians. We strive to sensitize your body to insulin. Conventional physicians strive to lower the blood sugar by increasing the amount of insulin by drugs or injection, to lower the blood sugar pharmacologically. These two approaches are inherently different. We will discuss how diet can reduce your requirement for insulin, sometimes reduce it down to zero. We'll discuss how exercise will sensitize your body to insulin. And we'll discuss why a diabetic should take vitamins and minerals the rest of his life, the nature of how that disease causes nutritional deficiency. And we'll also discuss some new developments in certain minerals that even act like insulin, and at least in animals, make the disease go away. Okay, let's talk about diabetes today. And you've got to understand that a lot of the things that we do here with diabetes are very, very simple. I think a lot of the degenerative diseases that we have and that we suffer from are simple. We kind of make them complex. We talk about all kinds of metabolic abnormalities. We make them very difficult to understand. And consequently, if it's difficult to understand, then it becomes difficult to understand how the therapy is supposed to work. There are two forms of diabetes. One form is called insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. That is the international nomenclature, IDDM, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The second form is non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, NIDDM. The first form used to be called juvenile onset. The second form used to be called adult onset. Then the first form used to be called type A, and the adult used to be called type B, but now he's satisfied that the nomenclature is insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Now, both are conditions. They're not diseases. They're conditions. We all have blood sugar measured in our blood. And even in the normal range, it will range, say, from 75 to 110.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?